Number 18. Japan and the United States are different in a number of ways. One of the ways that they are different is in the ways touch is used to communicate. This includes the amount of touch that people use and the circumstances when touch is acceptable. American culture is considered a moderate contact culture. It is a culture in which people touch each other somewhat frequently. Touch is more frequent in American culture than in Japanese culture. Japanese culture is a low-contact culture. Touch has been divided into various categories. The first category is functional professional touch. It is used by professionals such as doctors in their work. Such touch is impersonal. This type of touch is similar in the two cultures. A second category is social polite touch. It is used to acknowledge another person according to the rules of a culture. An example of social polite touch in American culture is the handshake. In some parts of the U.S., kissing on the cheek is used for greeting. These are used very frequently. Japanese culture, in contrast, does not use social polite touch much. A third type of touch is friendship warmth touch. It is used between close friends or family members to express affection. This is also more common in American culture, where family members or friends might express affection with hugs or kisses. It is not common in Japanese culture. Love intimacy touch is used with a limited number of others in close relationships. Again, this is more common in the U.S. Romantic partners might be seen holding hands or even kissing. It is not often seen in Japan. Touch is common in the United States in greetings and leave takings. This is especially true among friends or family members who have not seen each other for a long time or who will not see each other again soon. Americans hug and kiss on those occasions. Another occasion on which touch is common among Americans is in comforting. When a person is grieving, for example, after the death of a relative, other people use touch to give comfort. The grieving person is stroked, patted, or hugged by others. In contrast, Japanese people do not often use touch on these occasions. There are important differences between the way touch is used to communicate in American and Japanese cultures. Understanding these differences can help us communicate more effectively.